Today on the Little Dum Dum Club, a brand new episode recorded live in Melbourne with guests Will Anderson, Peter Hellier and Jen Fricker. You can come and see us do more of this in Melbourne the next 3 weekends. Get on it.
Absolutely. If you like that one, there's more to come.
And Brisbane, May 18, and then, of course, the Coast Maui International Podcast Festival, littledumdumclub.com for all of that information. We'll talk to you more at the end of the episode, but until then, enjoy this new live episode with Will Anderson, Peter Hellier and Jen Fricker. Welcome once again into the Little Dum Dum Club for another week. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Daslow, and with me as always, the other half of the program, Carl Chandler.
G'day, dickhead. That was the case. Usually we tell the tech when we want to start. He got bored and told us just then.
I've only got one more hour on the meter. Come on, let's get this fucking show on the road. We're recording. We're good.
Yep.
Yeah,
I hope he's ready to record since he played the theme song before we were ready.
It's good to have him up the front of the stage. Techie knee, that's good.
I know. In the old days, I used to have to yell my abuse to the techie. And now I can just whisper, do your job, cunt.
It's good to wheel out one of the worst puns you can think of at the start of the show and get a good reaction and then just know it's going to be smooth sailing from on out.
If you like that 3 out of 10, watch out for the 2s we've got coming up.
Carl, I think I echo the thoughts of everyone in this room when I say happy birthday. It is Carl Chandler's birthday. I did prepare something. Can we get the music? Let's all.
Happy birthday,
guys,
to
come on.
You.
Can we all get into it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Tommy, I did not turn 05.
Carl.
That's not a thing.
For the listener at home, I've got two big gold foil balloons that say 5 and 0, and it was a minimum order of 25 units of each on the website I got them from. So if anyone has a 550th birthday coming up and they need some balloons, talk to me after the show.
Can I use that? In 2 years' time? Is that cool? I'll hold on to them. Do you think they'll stay inflated for 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take them fucking home with me, so you can... I got 24 more of these cunts sitting in my office at the moment.
Well, it's definitely, you know, I mean, good luck writing that off on tax for an audio medium.
Yeah. I mean, even as a visual medium to anyone in the front row who's now like, cool, I can't see the famous guests who are on this podcast. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. What do we literally do with this for the rest... Oh, man, you know what's good?
I hadn't thought that far ahead, honestly.
Because, of course, we have the worst of Melbourne comedy auditions coming up.
That's true.
We have a very easy scorecard right here.
Oh, yes. There's... Right.
I mean, there's
no in-between. Yeah. You're either a 0 or a 5.
You either get 5 out of 10 or 50 out of a million.
So I had to drive in, obviously, because of having these.
Right.
And I got an amazing car...
I just thought of the idea of you walking 5 kilometres with that.
5.0 kilometres, thank you. That's why I got... Yeah, so I got a sweet park out the front of the venue.
Oh, fuck. This is going to fuck everyone in this room up. This room is not big enough for this not to fuck the gig. Oh, that's
no,
beautiful.
Not on the light.
Oh, no.
Don't let them hit the light.
No, maybe.
I mean, that is one way of making the audience at home appreciate it, if they hear one exploding.
This is great. The only position it can sit is directly behind me. 50.
Yeah. Yeah, you may have noticed me moving the chairs before we started, and that's definitely by design.
All right, get your pics. All right. Get your pictures.
Right. But yeah, they've been in my car outside. I got a great park right out the front of the venue, and I was worried. I was like, this cunt's going to see them on the way in. He's going to walk past the Kia Sportage. He's going to see a big 05 on the back seat, and he's going to think something's up here.
And I'm going to see him, and you're going to miss the big surprise reaction I just had then when I pissed my pants and spewed.
Yeah.
Went fucking ballistic.
Well, but that's not the only gift I got you. I also I got you a video.
I've got to have more birthdays on stage. This is the only time I've ever got a present from Tommy Dasilo.
I also got you a video shout out from your favourite musician that we talked about on the from before that we talked about that we talked about last week. So here we go. Oh my lord! You're kidding me.
Birthday, Carl. I hope this is a nice surprise. I just want to say thank you for the shout out. I really love that you love my name. Apologies that I've taken it before you could.
This is
two things though.
Should you have given some context, Tommy?
One, I've never been to Yaya's. Maybe that's something we can all explore together when I'm in Melbourne next. Secondly, definitely not 19. And lastly, I just hope that you have the best birthday ever, and I hope to catch you guys soon.
It's DJ Fuckhead.
Yes.
DJ Fuckhead, who I got in touch with on the socials and said, hey, we got the pod on, because she'd listened to the show and she posted about it. And I said, hey, we got this live show on Saturday and it's Carl's birthday. Could you maybe like make like a drop or something where like like you remix Happy Birthday? And she said, I'm not doing that. But what I will do is video myself saying a happy birthday message and not say my own name in it. So
that's what I wanted, a video, a video of an Asian woman talking to me. So
saying I'm not 19.
Fuck, this is now legal. Yes.
It's like I message her and I'm like, hey, would you be able to do this? And like, I'll throw you some money for it. And she writes back. She's like, I'm not doing that. And I understood the boomer mentality. I'm like, this fucking generation, they're all fucking lazy. Why won't you make something for a podcast that has less of an audience that you do that you'll never listen to in your life? Yeah. So yeah, happy birthday.
That's
your
great.
Your favorite musician.
That's it. That's
but
it.
She's into it. She's from Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
And she posted clips from last week's episode on her page.
Yep.
And boy, I've never felt more old in my life.
Yeah,
just
yeah. Well, no, it's been a good birthday, working on my birthday, but my daughter was excited. A little blanket was excited about me having a birthday, and she goes, because she's only just had one. So I said, right, so you're 5. How old do you think I am? And she goes, 100. And I said, I can't be 100. And she goes, I don't know, you're pretty big.
Yeah. Hey, wait, she's 5.
Yeah.
Do you want
to... Oh! She will fucking love that. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And you, wait, you don't have a second kid, do you? So they're...
Oh, right. Great.
There you go.
Yeah, great.
So after tomorrow, when it's not your birthday anymore, you can still get some good usage out of those balloons.
Yeah, great.
And if you want 24 more of each of them, I know just the place to turn to.
Beautiful. Wow. Where are they? Where are the others?
They're just at my house.
Fuck. How's that going down with the girlfriend?
With who, sorry?
Oh, sorry. Hey, I was going to ask about her later.
Yeah. Nice try, Carl, but you can't fuck me. I'm off the market. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I might have to do a ceremonial releasing of all of them.
What did it cost for the whole thing? How much did this joke cost?
Oh, you can't put a price on the birthday of.
I'd much prefer you did.
This all comes out on tax, doesn't it? Yeah, it's all fun. What else?
Well, tell me how much.
Speaking of money. Speaking of money,
I just want to know whether this is coming out of my half of the podcast or not.
Making you chip in half for your own present.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of money, we got to wrap this up. Another thread from the show recently.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about this now?
Oh, is this the time? I thought we'd save that for later.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do it later then.
Okay.
From later. Well, should we get our guests out here?
Yeah, why not?
All right, guys, we got 3 great guests for you this afternoon. Please welcome back into the Little Dum Dum Club Will Anderson, Peter Hellier, and Jen Fricker. Yeah. Yes.
Good news, I'm 50.
Yeah.
So this has been a good day for me already. Right, I appreciate it. I chose this seat so I could also soak up a little of this 50. Yeah. This is you 2 years from now. Yeah. You're going to be so much more successful.
Oh, I can't wait to lower myself with some other loser's podcast.
I know. Find out why I do this.
Happy birthday, mate.
Oh, thank you. My own bag. Is this? Oh, it's... Oh, my God. You shouldn't have. My own merch.
Wow. Oh. Happy birthday, mate.
Amazing.
And you've also got... Not my size. How sweet.
Thank you.
I'm a small. Thank you.
How thank sweet. You. Happy birthday, mate. We love you.
Thank you, man.
That is very nice.
That's very
of you.
Sweet.
Yeah. I have nothing for you, Carl. Just
that's better than this.
Okay. Just my warmest of wishes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'll make it even worse, okay? You can have that.
No!
I just cost you money.
Fuck!
We can't be throwing away merch after we spent $300 on these fucking balloons.
You've chucked it to a guy who is clearly not a small as well. Ooh. So
little stretch.
Yeah.
Why did we get smalls made? You have to wonder. Honestly, you look around, you have to ask yourself.
That's it.
Why did we bother? Yeah.
Stitch them together for a couple of 7XLs, I think. Yeah. what's going on, Will? You told me...
Sorry. This is unusual and I apologise, but I've actually brought some content.
Yeah.
Normally I'm just here for your nonsense, but...
You're just here to watch us put our heads up our own asses, but this
I
week...
I just like to come in and check in with how the other half lives again. Keep myself grounded, you know? Yeah. It's an easy way to do it. I consider it my charity. So...
I actually caught a train in today. Yeah. I'm one of the people as well.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
And I spoke to a bloke who knew Eric Banner. Yeah. And
no,
Eric...
Dave O'Neill on the train as well.
Dave was doing his show on the train. Eric Banner's parents own the Just Jeans shop at Airport West. There you go. Man of the people.
That's
what
how
podcast
we got
is he going to be on? Yeah. That sounds like a good one. Yeah. But yeah, Will, every time you drop in on this podcast, it does feel like a share house where we've got a rental inspection. It's like, oh, the real estate's coming in quick, clean up.
He's the podcast landlord.
Yeah. He's coming to check on what we're doing in here.
Well, I've brought some content that, like, this gives you an indication. Basically, I have 4 podcasts and I was like, yeah, even this is not really my stuff. So...
Oh, the fish that Will Anderson rejects.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You'll enjoy this. So it was just very topical because it was yesterday and it was nearby. It was local, topical and local. 2 good ingredients of a comedy story, right? So it's Good Friday yesterday and I am walking through like one of the main streets, but there's alleyways off there everywhere because it's Melbourne, there's alleyways. And I've looked down one of those alleyways and there is like an absolutely nude fella, like so fucking nude, but like...
It was Dave O'Neill.
he was doing a gig and a crowd had gathered. He was guessing what the nightclub was in their town.
Yeah.
It was a great Friday.
Yeah.
So... So anyway, new guy, like absolutely nude, but this is the thing. It's Melbourne during a festival and it's also Melbourne. It's a Melbourne laneway. Like maybe this could just be like an art thing. Because this guy looks good. Like this is what I got to say.
What do you mean he looked good?
Like I mean like real, you know how like hot, sexy, manpower Jesus? Like, do you know like...
What was he closest to in terms of the people on this stage?
What size Dum Dum Club t-shirt is he?
Is he small or is he small?
Well, I could see what he was in all his fucking glory because he was like so buff and like that. Yeah, it was like a body that only like a really specific gym regimen or I imagine probably ice.
All you had to say was he does not listen to this podcast.
So he had absolutely no clothes on. He's standing like, so this alleyway is completely deserted apart from this guy who looks exactly like Jesus, like like naked Jesus, naked hot Jesus, is just standing with his arms out like Jesus. Like, this is Good Friday. And like, I know I smoke a lot of pot. But like, I'm walking by and like suddenly I'm like, what is, like, what's happening? Like, is it? Like, is it G? Like, is
this? Let's all go find out. Let's find it.
I was like, is it? There's a, maybe it is G. Am I seeing G? G? Is it?
You
I
think he's coming back like the Terminator? Just to
honestly, that is such a good image for a guy who was not there.
Yeah, yeah.
You have actually plucked that out of. That is fucking exactly what it was.
I need your. I need your shoes and your crucifix.
Oh, yes, that was.
That was Ronnie Chang. That was
It was a real arrive back from the future just then moment.
Yeah.
Like, it was Jesus from the future. It was Super Jesus, not the band. But, sorry,
oh, I like that dad. Reference. Yeah.
But, like, so a nude dude. And then I was like, is this maybe... Okay. Has anyone ever had that thought where you're just like, well, maybe, you know, there was a time...
But are you going to say, has anyone had that thought... Oh, I wonder what Jesus' dick looks like.
The amount of time it's taken to tell this story, I'm imagining this is real time where at this point you've just been standing there looking at this naked man for like 7 minutes, just glaring at it.
What's the riff I can do off the back of this guy's dick?
Were either of you masturbating?
Yeah.
We were all thinking he might have been masturbating, but I'm thinking you might have been masturbating.
Who was the weird person in this story?
Yeah, you didn't mention if you're wearing clothes or not.
Yeah.
He's probably doing a podcast right now going, Will Anderson was looking at me the other day.
Yeah. He kept looking at my dick and praying. It was really weird. Yeah.
I'm glad you asked. I am absolutely glad you asked, because otherwise I would have had to bring it up myself, because I walked by and walked by quickly because I didn't really, like, the first time passed, I wasn't really...
The first time?
Okay.
The first time you walked past a nude...
Were you doing laps?
Not laps, back and forward. Laps implies going around the block and doing it again. Like, I was going back and forth, because the first time I went by...
You have like four TV shows. What are you just doing laps of the block in the CBD?
I've also got a lot of free time. while I'm here, like, if I've got time for this, I've got time for checking if it was Jesus.
Is the gruel transfer the description of the blood going from the rest of the body to your dick? Is that what it is?
That's the groin transfer.
Right.
So, I mean, it's literally in front of you, Carl.
Thanks for fixing that one up.
I know, seriously. So how does it feel the other way around? So first time passed, I barely clocked him, but clocked him enough to know that he was a naked guy and that on first glance he looked like he was like quite a hot guy. And then it occurred to me that it was Good Friday and it might be Jesus. So at that point, I thought, you know what? Ordinarily, I'd walk on by from a naked guy in an alleyway. That's not a situation that I think I should get closer. That'll make things better. Like, not
normally. So now you're blaming this weird thing you did on religion. Is that what's going on?
I mean, sure, why not? So, if you want, like, I'm just saying, it's Good Friday. This is topical material. Right. It's Good Friday. There's a guy who looks like a naked Jesus back from the future. He's arrived in a Melbourne alleyway. Why wouldn't you advertise tourism everywhere about those fucking alleyways? Yeah. I'm sure Jesus is like, where's the... Oh, no, lost you there. Yeah. So, that's it, too far.
Yeah.
So, I went back. So, I went back once. And then, of course, once I've gone back once, then... Like, yeah, I had to go back the third time because otherwise I would have been going back away from the direction I was going in the first time.
Yes. Were you filming in portrait or landscape?
4K?
Yeah.
How wide a lens?
Yeah. It's good to know, like, people would probably see you on the street and go up and go, oh, I wonder if I should say hello.
Yeah.
Or, now all they need to do is take their clothes off and you come to them.
Yeah.
So, this story is not quite over, but I, because I went back, I walked back slowly the second time. And
you slowed it down just to make it not weird. Yeah. Right, okay.
So, there was no one around, like, so why am I rushing on by? Like, I've committed to having a look. It's not like you just pop into the Louvre and then just go, ooh, the Mona Lisa, and shut your fucking eyes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just saw 55 minutes into the future and it's Will going, so then I'm walking past for the 87th time.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would have kept walking past until something happened, because nothing happened. He was just standing there, and I walked by very slowly, and like nothing happened. He was still standing there. Like, no action, no
movement. Were you trying to make him get an erection, just sort of walking by and winking, or
yeah, were you going waving a handkerchief, showing your ankle,
wiggling your little bottom at him?
I mean, I understand, but it is actually the role of the documentarian not to get involved in the narrative. Like,
sorry, Mr. Theroux.
I can't suddenly start influencing it, and then
you didn't want to step on a butterfly in case all of his clothes jump back on him.
That's right. The comedic butterfly effect, you know. So yeah. So anyway, but I did want to see what was going on, because like now I got a little like, well, you've introduced the mystery of like the naked guy on Good Friday. I mean, I should at least, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, if it is Jesus back from the future, then like, everyone needs like a disciple, like first man on the floor, right? Like this is a real Doctor Who assistant fucking scenario. That, like, you know what I mean? Often they just pick up the first person who they happen upon to explain the times to them. Yeah. I'm a observer of the times, overqualified for the role, some might say.
You're the original Odd Couple. Some come with no clothes on, or some come with clothes on. That's good. That's good.
Mean,
so
right?
Wait, are you launching a podcast with this guy? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, man, actually, that's not a bad idea. It's a good market, that religious market, you know? If you could tap into that, anyway, whatever. So I had to go back a third time. So third time, I did want to see something happen, and I was disappointed that something didn't happen, and I had to move on. And honestly, if other people hadn't come along, I probably would still be there. But until something happened. But other people came along, and I lingered just long enough for them to walk by so I could observe from a slight distance away what their reaction
was.
Now I couldn't see what was going on. I could only see their faces. And as they went by, I did stay for about 5 minutes to see various people go, ooh.
Did anyone else except for you do laps?
They all went straight by.
Right.
Often sped up. No one went back for a second look.
I'm feeling good about this guy winning the Barry, honestly. Yeah. He's got good early buzz out of the gates. Night two, he's having Will Anderson come in and talk him up around town.
It feels very 2014 honestly. Festival. Remember everyone just was getting their dick out on stage?
Yeah, there was a year there where everyone was ending their show with getting their hog out. Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
Mine's gold and looks like a five.
Well, Pete, I wanted to let you know, just before the show started, I got a text message from friend of the show, Tom Ballard, who told me that he said, last night I threw in a genuine from before in my show.
You did.
And he said it felt fucking great. Yeah. So it's spreading.
It's a beautiful feeling.
I would say, Pete, great to have you here, because you are such a committed guest to this show. I was here at 4:30 yesterday and you turned up. And it was truly a from before. It was...
Wow.
And we had a great rehearsal. We all did a make it. You must have been doing something else.
He had his hand full.
I did walk in and they looked at me kind of strangely upstairs. They're like, is the podcast downstairs or upstairs? And I said...
You did walk down with the look of, wow, your podcast has lost a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
There was no one here.
Each step, I just realised what the fuck was going on. And yes, one day early.
And then I heard Will walk past three times just to see you. Just kind of staring at the blank audience being like, when do I begin?
And what did you overhear on the train yesterday on the way in?
I did get a train in. I'm a train guy, and I didn't have any conversations on the train yesterday. I had my headphones on. So yeah, I, to be honest, when the guy started speaking to me, I wasn't happy at that. But then I relaxed into the conversation, and I found out now that the banners ran Just Jeans at Airport West.
We did our last live show was in Adelaide. When we were over there, I went to a gig, and it was with Brett Blake was emceeing. And it was a gig where... So Brett Blake's a single man, we know that now.
And at the... Why is that funny?
This podcast sometimes is like Gossip Girl. Just dragging everyone's personal life into your little...
I mean, he's been single now for 3 hours. I think it's time.
And we're at the gig. We're at the gig, and there was a bunch of attractive young ladies there, and they started talking to him, and it's like great. So I was sitting there thinking, you know what? I'm going to be his wingman here. I'm just going to hang out. I'll help him out. I'll help him out. So I was just sitting there, and they had no interest in me, obviously. But I was just sitting there and just going, I'll just hang out there and sort of make it okay that he's talking to three girls or whatever. So then he was talking to them for way too long, and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, God, close the deal. Fucking do something. So then I went for a walk to talk to like the...
What a wingman.
Fucking wrap it up, please. God.
The wingman, but it's one of those diseased pigeons that you see that's trapped in a food court, just like hopping around on one leg.
Yeah. Suck him off or fuck off. Come on. Come on. So I was there for a while, and I was like pretty pissed by this point. So I'm like, come on, you know, whatever. So then I...
great detail.
Yeah.
We spoke too soon, boys.
So I go for a walk and start talking to the bar manager, and then I'm talking to him, and then I come back and like Blakey's gone, but then those girls are then talking to another comedian that we know, Lewis Garnham.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think, you know what? I'm moving on my wingman.
Yeah, here we go. Yep.
To this guy, and I'm just going to hang out where. So I just sat next to Lewis.
Hang
and sat
on,
there.
But all three girls are still at the bar, which proves your wingman does not work.
Yeah.
Like literally, them being there is the proof that's.
Well, no, it's because I walked away. It's because I walked away.
No, it's not.
So anyway.
Wait.
Time for hit. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, like, what are you bringing in terms of wingman vibe? Like,
well, if there's
like
just
you're
a guy
you're sitting there, like, but what are you doing?
I kind of look. I'm not saying I'm the best wingman.
Yeah. It's got to be more than just being in the room. Yeah.
Well, I kind of until now thought it was.
It's got to be more than just being a man.
Yeah. Even that's a bit of a stretch. So I was just like, I was just thinking, well, he doesn't want to be like the only guy in the room, just like some loser waiting, hopefully talking to girls or whatever.
What
so
a
I
fucking
just,
loser talking to three girls. What a fucking virgin dickhead.
Hey, I was talking to the manager. That's pretty... I'm a pretty big deal. So... The manager of a tiny Adelaide pub. So I go, you know what? I'm just going to sit there. I'm going to be the guy sitting next to Lewis as he talks to these girls. So then I'm just sitting there literally.
Oh
he's facing that way, talking to them.
Yes.
I'm sitting here. 10, 15 minutes goes by. And then I go, fuck, you know what? I don't really know Lewis that well. Why am I fucking spending my night, one night in Adelaide where I could be doing, well, nothing, but... I'm sitting there for 15 minutes. I'm going, fuck, I could go back and see my other mates, like people I actually know properly.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there. And then I go, you know what? I'm going to just say to Lewis, sorry, I've been here 20 minutes helping you out.
It's time for Hitch to hit the road.
I'm giving up on this.
Yeah.
Sayonara,
there's a
Cupid.
City full of women that are ready to be repulsed by me. I need to get out there and hit the streets.
So I turn to him and go to say, sorry, Lewis, I'm going to... leave now. And I turn to him, and that's not Lewis Garnham. That's just another person I don't know. So I've been sitting next to a complete random, talking to three other complete randoms, thinking I'm helping them out for nearly half an hour.
And you know what, as well, those women might think they're wingmanning the man that you're trying to wingman. You know what I mean?
They're wingmanning me talking to the manager. Yeah.
So do
yes, because from their perspective, you're... I mean, you are the weird one, but
yeah, of course.
You're also the weirder one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're the one that, regardless of who else is there, you're there.
Yeah. He was doing well with these three girls, and I just come up and sat right next to him and, like, sidled up to him and went, cool.
It really speaks volumes about what a nice, polite city Adelaide is. Like, if you tried that here, any one of those four people would have gone, man, can you fuck off?
Man, there was no one else in the pub. There was, like... three girls, one guy, and I just walked up and sat next to them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I mean,
he probably did.
Honestly, your social... like, it's like a superpower. Like a reverse superpower. How do you find that in any situation?
I was quite drunk.
They're probably waiting for you to fuck off so they could have a foursome. That's
yeah.
What
yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. That's, I mean, I don't know whether I should say it, but let's say it.
No, I
so,
mean, you're already opening up everyone's dirty.
Yeah. No, so apparently what happened, I found Blakey after that. We can cut this out maybe later. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it.
We.
I mean, imagine what this is if Carl's saying that.
Yeah. So apparently Blakey left because he was talking to the girls and they were getting along fine. And they're like, do you want to come back to mine? And Blakey's like, oh, okay. And then they're like, yeah, come back and meet the other guys that we're in a relationship with. And, you know, we can all fuck. And he's like, oh, I got to go to the Rhino Room and so go somewhere else. So
that's very Fringe Festival, though. Yeah. That does feel like on brand, honestly. Yeah. Just, like, get into a polycule or some shit.
So it's a shame I left so early. I could have been part of something special.
You could have been really stinking up the vibe at the share house.
Just four people going at it and me sitting next to them.
Yeah. I think he's into you. Oh, no, so much. No. So he's definitely into you.
No, I can. You're physically into him.
Sorry, I spoke too soon. He is in you.
Yeah.
The weird thing is that everyone's just 10% more attractive compared to Carl.
Oh.
On his 50th birthday, too. Come on, Will.
Yeah. Where's your wife? So.
Oh, wow.
XOXO, gossip cunt.
Fucking hell, Dumois gotten angry.
He fucked Jesus yesterday. He's doing okay. He's doing okay.
He told me she'll be back.
I was at a wine bar a couple of weeks ago, right, with my wife. We just saw Groundhog Day. Of 21 years, whatever.
The champ. The champ is here.
The champ is here. And 21 years, two to go. And and we're having a lovely wine post. We saw Groundhog Day and we're having a nice little wine. And a lady comes over to us. And she says, do you mind if I join you? I've come here by myself and I've got no one to chat to. Can I join you? And I kind of looked at my wife and I said, we're having a night out without the kids. My kids are 21, 19, 15. unless you got great Eric Banner stories, I don't want to know about it. So I said, if you don't mind, we're just having a night out to ourselves. And she walked away and my wife said, that was weird. And do you think she wanted a threesome? Do you think? And we convinced ourselves, well, what did she want? We convinced ourselves
that
we were a hot couple in a wine bar. A lady came over and asked for a threesome. And then she left. And then the manager came over and said, that woman didn't pay. And we just realised that she'd stolen a few wallets as well while she was here. I said, but did you want a threesome?
That's not all she's stolen.
Should we do this? We've been talking about where the Coastal Movie International Podcast Festival is fast approaching. Mm-hmm. And we've been chasing a sponsor for it. And we've been talking about the possibilities of who was going to add their name to the prestigious whatever the fuck we do over there. And we the nominations were, and I know you're a big listener of the pod, Pete, so I'll just repeat.
I haven't listened to the last 200 episodes, so I'm right. Don't spot, no spoilers.
Right. Well, I'm married and Tommy's gay. So
only because you wingman me, though. You insisted on holding my hand in it when I'm willing. Blah. That's my new character, Gay Porky Pig.
I'm gay, folks.
It was such a pity because yesterday during the rehearsal you nailed that line. That was annoying.
I had one good one in me and I used it up.
So we had three very strong contenders. We had a girl that has an OnlyFans account that wanted to sponsor the podcast festival. We had the official anal sex in Australia promotions company?
They're good guys. They're good guys.
I nearly saw some of their work in Adelaide. But what we've decided, what the listeners decided, we want to say that the official sponsors of the Costa Mui International Podcast Festival, and the owner is in the room right now, Brad, the owner of the bar in Fitzroy, Creatures of Habit Bar and Band Room, the official sponsor of the Costa Mui International Podcast Festival.
People applauding someone who's won the opportunity to give us money.
Yes, yes. Yes, the Creatures of Habit in Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. If you want to, and don't stop ringing me. So, I know I got to put this thing on airplane mode. Fuck, done. Good luck, cunts. So,
someone in the crowd is like, I'm sitting next to a hot girl. I need you to get in here and wingman me.
I think she's trying to fuck me. I want her to go away.
Get in here, Mortine.
You're so good with the sponsors, Carl. You really are. You go, well, thanks for coming on board. Fuck off, cuts.
Thank you. Thank you. Creatures of Habit, Bar and Band Room, Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. Let's do our first official ad read for
sure.
to make you guys want to come down. Creatures of Habit, come visit a distinct inner Fitzroy hipster environment just before its vibe is completely destroyed by 120 kilo cunts saying that the beer they serve there is not as good as their fucking homebrew. So it's also the very closest bar in Fitzroy to where a friend of the show, Tommy Daslow, lives. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever wanted to find out where Tommy's house is, have a beer at Creatures of Habit. Then when you walk out the door, follow the stench of hentai and sperm.
It's the same stench, you fuckhead. Can't have one without the other.
So go see Brad at Creatures of Habit, Bar and Band Room, 319 Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. Say the discount code, I have a gun in my pocket, give me everything in the till. For 5% off a pint. So, yes, give it up for Creatures of Habit, guys. Yeah.
So we have to think of new ad reads for this bar week from now until we go to Samui.
That's
right. I guess you guys would be the Creatures of Habit by then.
I'm going to kill myself.
What was that last bit? I didn't hear that last bit. Yeah, exciting. All right.
Yeah. It's your local now, so there's no excuse for you not to go there.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Brad? Are you pumped?
I'm fucking pumped.
Oh, front row. Jesus Christ. Give the small t-shirt to him.
How did I not guess that it was you, honestly? Yeah. The guy in the leopard print hat is the guy that owns a bar? No.
In Fitzroy.
Never would have thought.
Is your hat made out of your dress?
I mean, it does look exactly the same.
It's the same.
Do you know each other?
Bullshit.
And his hat matches
it's
your dress
same.
Like you're in a two-person... What?
No.
What? Okay. Not quite.
That's
Don't try and rope me into this. Stop wingmanning me.
It looks like you took her hat off her at the last minute.
Yes.
As a full outfit.
Oh, my God.
Are you happy with that ad read? What's the live feedback? Is there any notes?
Yeah.
The hentai and sperm that's hitting?
Yeah. Okay, that fits in with the bar vibe. We can go as weird as that every week. Is that cool? Okay, great. Okay, thanks, boss. And now, look, we really should get onto this. We have another thing that people that we've promised for weeks and weeks, and you guys have showed absolutely no attention for. But we had, I don't know if you know about this, Pete, but there is a massive gig happening next week in the part of the Melbourne International Podcast Festival. You've probably seen billboards for it all around. A gig called The Worst of Melbourne Comedy. And it's happening at Spleen Bar Wednesday night at 9:30. And we really needed to find to fill up the name Worst of Melbourne Comedy. We need to find the Worst of Melbourne Comedy. We need to have an audition. We don't know who's around. We're going to too many good gigs.
Yep. Present company excluded.
Yeah. Yeah, we needed to find the worst couple of open micers in Melbourne, and we thought, fuck, we're already hosting the show, we need more people. So we put the shout-out out, we need some auditions tonight. We are literally going to have a couple of people doing stand-up somehow on this stage.
Now, before we get into this,
yes,
is this bullying?
No, because we have booked people for a sold-out show. We're not telling them to be bad. They do their best.
That's good.
If they come out here and they're amazing, good. Yeah, it's you know what? It's not bullying. If they don't laugh, they're the bullies.
But not on us. But if they're laughing, doesn't that mean that the comedy's too good to be the worst of Melbourne comedy?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's not. Yeah, that's my insurance. Yeah.
Will, you're really wingmanning this bit right now. Yeah. And I think your fears about this being bullying are going to be alleviated once you hear our theme music. Hit it, Josh.
Pump it, Josh. Pump it. Please welcome to the stage, guys, our first act. He's a listener of the show. He wants to be part of this. Welcome to the stage, Tristan Hayes. Trish, wait for the... Yeah, keep playing the music.
Take you to me.
Stop interrupting Tristan.
When you consider the fact that the universe contains billions and billions of galaxies, each one of which comprises literally over hundreds and hundreds of stars. The fact that I've been accused of multiple sexual improprieties becomes almost insignificant.
Keep going, just one note. Keep it quieter.
Well, Black Betty, Bama Lamb, the name's Pamela. Pamela Ann. Pamela Ann.
That's much better.
He's back on track. He's back on track. Yeah, yeah.
That was Pamela Ann. It's good to be here tonight on the Electric Cucumber. Feeling ready to drop some creams, drop some fatties. I'm talking about jokes, of course. No, it's good to be on stage again so soon, actually. I just got done giving a big TED talk. Little Ted and Jemima were also present.
Yeah, that's very worst of Melbourne comedy vibes. I like it.
But yeah, it was mainly directed at Big Ted. people use the expression resting bitch face, right? Well, me, I've actually got bitch and rest face. I look rad when I sleep.
This is better than your shit.
It's getting too good. It's getting too good.
Yeah. You told me on Facebook you were shit.
He's actually pretty good.
It's time we took the word edible back from the stoner crowd, don't you think?
He's lost me.
There's plenty of stuff you can eat. It gives you energy, focus, and no nasty high.
Boo.
The great tragedy of my life is that Margaret Pomerantz...
I like this topical stuff. He's just sucking up to me now. This is.
She looks a lot more like a Maltese dog than a Pomeranian one, right?
This is a fucking stitch-up. I don't like this.
Find that tantalizing.
Start going worse.
All right, here's an this will go badly. here's an impression of a snarky film critic who can't quite make his point land. Oh yeah, it was an Oscar-winning performance. Oscar the Grouch, that is.
He's back. He's back.
Back-to-back movie reviewer gags. I like it.
You see what he's done? I love when...
What do you got about John Michael Housen?
I got... you guys remember John Candy?
Oh, yeah. This guy is your era.
More like John Lollies.
Again.
Fuck.
Where has this guy been?
This guy rules. Let's execute him.
I can't wait to book this guy and get him to play to a normal audience and he'll fucking bomb.
Mate, as soon as we get him in some pyjamas...
Oh, yeah. But also, if he had a British accent, he'd be on the gala.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah, you're right.
He'd be on the fucking gala.
You're dead right.
Yeah.
I love when dogs come up to me at the park. It's so flattering, right? What I don't like so much is when I go up to them. What do I want with these dogs?
How many more you got?
Oh, I go all day.
No, don't do that. one more, because we got another another contestant out. Yeah. One more.
Little something about me. Well, I'm kind of like a cross between my mum and my dad. another fact, though, about me, like just to get to know me a bit better, right, is that I actually like big butts. And I can also lie.
Oh, wow.
So, best of both worlds. Right? Huge bums combined with deception.
Yep. Tristan Hayes, everyone!
Wow.
Was that a...
Hasn't this just backfired in your face?
Unfortunately, he hosts the podcast.
Will, was that as good or better as what you saw him do in the alleyway yesterday?
Had a similar vibe.
Like, he had much different material.
I like how Will went from, is this bullying, to then a minute later, boo.
Yeah.
I'm a roller coaster. That's who I am. People understand by now.
Yeah.
I changed my opinion on a whim.
Yeah. I don't know. These guys are a hot crowd, so it's hard to tell whether... he's really good, or they're just laughing on purpose so that I book him and then he bombs at my other gig. So, and that just fucks me up.
Mm. I can't wait to see if John Lollies works anywhere else.
I don't know, man.
I like John Lollies. I'd like that.
Yeah. It's not often I've said, no, you're too good for my gig, but yeah. I don't know. What do we think? Is he? I don't think he's the worst of Melbourne comedy.
No way.
No, that's a fine set.
Yeah. That was decent.
That was real decent.
I liked it.
There was some real good jokes. It had like an Australian kind of Mitch Hedberg sort of like weird vibe about. I really thought he was actually quite talented. Yeah. He's handsome, you know. He's got quite a cool kind of surfy. It's like, what if Keanu Reeves did stand up? Yeah.
Tristan, put this on your poster right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're recording this and we put it out, so this is kind of like his first special.
Yeah. Well, we've got a second person. Number two. Now, this is... because we put it in the pod, Tristan listens apparently, so he knew about it, whatever. But then we didn't have enough people, so I put it out into a forum on Facebook of comedy... of people that probably weren't aware of completely of this gig. But, hey, I gave them the heads up. Here's the message.
In answer to your question, Will, now it is.
Yeah.
I honestly thought we got away with it.
Attention, comics. Are you a 6 out of 10 at best? Had a gig lately where no one looked you in the eye in the green room afterwards? Then we want to hear from you. We've got a showcase on Saturday afternoon in the city and we've overbooked it with too many good comics. We need to mix up the lineup a little bit, and if you think you've got a pretty fucking average 5 minutes in you, there is a paid spot for you. You'll be getting feedback from industry experts afterwards.
Oh, you've roped us into this shit?
We've got the bloke from the Maxibon ad. A guy who used to be on John Live from before. And Aldi Jackie O. No, Not to mention two other comedians who are probably worse than you. Hit us up and you could be getting paid to bomb. Hey, you've already seen one good one.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
It's raised the stakes.
Yeah.
It does seem there's a bit more tension in the room.
Yeah.
They absolutely feel like...
But again, the onus is on these guys to laugh, not on us.
You're...
I have just booked just a comedian to do a gig in front of a full house and I'm paying him. I'm the good guy.
Fine.
The rest of it relies on you.
You are Trump. It's not my fault if he bombs, folks. If he goes badly, that's on you.
I've made the greatest audience in the world.
Hey.
I've never seen a better audience.
Up to you. I'm going to be sitting here laughing at whatever this young man has to say. So what you do is up to you.
Fuck, you're a psycho.
All right. Now I really wish I'd have asked how to pronounce his name. So...
It's Dave Hughes.
We better get... All right. Guys, round of applause for your next contestant. Let's go. Welcome to stage, Abhishek Mishra.
Pretty fucking good.
Oops, they're both better than you. You invited them into the house.
This is more of Carl's great wingman-ing.
I had only written 50 seconds, but because you guys are laughing so much, I feel like I have a 3 minute now. You know? All right, so I've been really bored in life. I'm just really, really bored. So I've started going places that I wouldn't normally go to. Like I was at the bank the other day. But not that one. Not the one you're thinking of. Not that one. The one where you donate sperm, obviously. So I'm at the bank and I walk up to the reception. It's a really legit, like a legit sperm bank. It wasn't just like any, like, you know, on the street. You know, like it was a proper one in Fitzroy or whatever. So like...
Oh, was Jesus there?
Yeah. Was it near Creatures of Habit, Band and Barroom?
Whatever they're saying, I agree with all of them. You know? I gotta land some good gigs. I gotta agree with these guys. Anyway, so I walk up to the reception, right? And then there's this lady, and then she asks me, "What is the purpose of your visit?" At a sperm bank. I'm like, "What are my options?" And then she goes, "Well, you could either donate a sample or you can purchase some." And I'm like, "Do what with it exactly?" And then she goes, "Well, anything your heart desires, really." I'm like, "Let's not go there. All right, let's not go there." And by the way, I looked it up. The place is open Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. Who the fuck is buying cum in the middle of the day?
I told you, I'm the good guy. I made him.
There are some logical inconsistencies.
Stop interrupting my act.
That's right, stop interrupting my act.
Fuck, he's got a catchphrase.
Comedian destroys heckler.
I do have a catchphrase, by the way. It's called "Who's going to curry the boats?" That's my catchphrase. You know David Goggins? Okay, so alright. It's not popular yet, but that's my catchphrase. I don't know. Who's going to curry the boats? It's
hang on,
me.
Hang. Who's going to carry the boats?
Not curry the boats, because I'm Indian.
Oh.
That's why it's curry the boats.
Who's going to curry the boats?
The boats. Mm.
The boats.
Mm. Carrying a boat.
Carrying a boat. Yeah, I know it doesn't make sense. and that's why I'm really hoping it catches on someday, you know? Yeah, I know it really...
Do you know, you're overlooking half of the word catchphrase. No. Catch.
Okay, I'll come up with a better one, I guess.
Well, you couldn't find a worse one.
Well, Where was I in my story? Yeah, who the fuck is buying cum in the middle of the day?
You know, from before.
You know? So I'm like, and how do I even order it, by the way? Because I'm standing at the reception, but they don't have like a menu with like prices written on it, you know? So I'm like, do I like go into like, is there a fridge where I walk in, look and like pick up a slab or whatever? Like, I don't know.
And we're doing this every week.
I mean, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
This is good shit. This
slab of frozen cum.
Yeah. That's good. That's
I bring out the slab and the cashier's like, really, bro, a slab? Yeah. And then I'm like, you know, the long weekend's coming. I don't know.
That'll do. That's good. Finish.
Or do they deliver it? Because if they deliver it, I don't want to miss that parcel.
No.
I don't want to go to the Australia Post fucking store in my suburb. To pick up that fucking slab?
Come on.
You know, this is...
Yes.
That's great. But can I talk on my own podcast?
No. You made this happen,
Carl.
Remember?
Shut the fuck up, Carl.
Yeah, let him...
He's my favorite comedian.
Let him talk.
I want to hear more about the slab of cum.
Yeah. I didn't know you could get stickier feet on stage than Dave Thornton, but here we are.
Well, you know what made those feet so sticky? That slab of cum.
Give it a round of applause to Abhishek Mishra.
Both great. I was wrong. This is only bullying of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm discovering new talent out there.
Amazing.
Unlike some millionaires just fucking looking after themselves.
I'm picturing getting a look at his set list in his little notebook and it just says, come.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
He's like,
time to hit the stage.
I've been too scared to do this to normal audiences, but these cunts will fucking literally lick it up.
Yeah.
So.
Honestly, I was watching that. I'm like, I've seen worse raw comedy sets. Honestly.
Yeah. I've done worse.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fucking, you know, we're two down and they've both been great.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we still have one more.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is a guy I found. I better go. I'll see if he's up there.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we still got one left.
I see. One way you can guarantee it going badly.
No, we've done pretty well. Hopefully we have someone. What we did was we actually sort of... Those guys we didn't know. So then we literally like Googled who could be worse. Who's the worst?
Oh, yeah.
We Googled it worst of Melbourne comedy.
The worst.
We typed it in and then put Shazam up to the computer and then this turned up.
Shazam?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we've got... We weren't sure about those two, but this is a sure thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is an absolute sure thing. We know someone's going to be very bad. So, are we ready?
Mm.
Yes? No?
I mean, he's not asking us, the audience. He's asking who is responsible for this elaborate bit.
Tommy, have you found him yet?
Tommy's gone off and started another podcast with those guys.
Yeah.
The little great club.
Yeah.
Clark, have you found Superman yet? He's ready? Oh, did you find him? Great. Please, guys, at last contestant, worst of Melbourne comedy auditions, please welcome to the stage, Nick Kappa!
G'day. Some of you have probably heard me describe myself as Australia's number one agricultural comedian and thought, what does that mean? Well, my comedy is like fertilizer. Complete shit. John Lolly.
From before.
Bring him back.
Recently, I was on an ad for dick pills, and I got the role because my comedy is a lot like a flaccid penis. Repugnant and unsatisfying.
Finally, something shit.
Just editing on the fly here.
One day they are going to play this podcast, they're anthropologists. Like the dysfunctional relationship you have with Nick Kappa, where literally you do this to him, but also elect him as the only person in the Comedy Hall of Fame.
I love going out into nature and camping. It's great to get out of the city and be somewhere that's completely serene and quiet. The only other place I can experience that is during one of my gigs. I'm
that's
back.
Good. That's good.
I'm back.
That's good.
Speaking of Brett Blake, I'm currently... I'm currently up the road performing in our show Brew Dudes. It's a comedy show where we give out free beer and encourage the audience to get really drunk. It's a nice change of pace to do a show where my audience is spewing because of something other than the smell. Anyway, guys, now it's time for me to do the big bit that you all came here to see. Pizza Doggy. Give me that pizza. Yeah, it's the bit that makes the audience want to make like a pizza and stick their heads in the oven. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. I've been Gab Rossi. See you next time.
Nick Kapper, everyone.
How did he go? Sorry, I had to go to the toilet. I missed it.
That's amazing.
Oh, we finally found someone to book for Wednesday night. Worst of Melbourne
fantastic.
Comedy.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's people... yeah, it was planned that way, obviously, to be really bad.
I mean, I would love to go to a Worst of Melbourne Comedy and it's just Tommy doing 8 different characters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All other comedians.
Yes. Yes.
Well, there's 3 days between now and then, so that's just enough time to not do it properly. And then have a great gig on Wednesday night.
I mean, literally an hour and a half ago, that was Tommy Daslow running down to Target to buy that shirt and then a texter to write that on it. He hasn't even taken the tag off the fucking shirt yet. So.
No, I'm going to return it. Because I'd already gotten up early to go and buy a shirt and a texter, and so I do have another one of these at home. If anyone would like that, along with the 48 other balloons that are also in the...
I don't, this is a size small. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, I don't know if we got to the bottom of that fucking query, but who fucking cares? So,
as we say here at the end of every episode, that'll do.
Yeah. Give it up for our guest tonight, Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Peter Hallier. Jen Fricker. They all have comedy festival shows in Melbourne. Go and see them. They're the best.
See you, mates.
And until next time, see you, mates. John Lolly, something else.
And they've done it again.
They have. You're right. It's a hot live ep. Tommy Daslow, good shit. New sponsor. Just walk past them, actually, on the way to your house.
Yep.
So that is very close to your house.
Did you go in?
It was not open.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I did have a look, though. Of course, Worst of Melbourne Comedy. What a lovely preview for what's to come.
Mm. Well, not really. A very inaccurate preview.
Yeah, exactly.
Potentially to come.
Yeah, man. I would say it's so funny in the room, everyone being so nervous for him and everyone being like, fucking what a cunt. He's going to make him bomb up here. It's like... No, mate, it's up to you to laugh at them. It's up to you.
Yeah.
And then they get up there and fucking storm it. And genuinely, those people... And, you know, I paid them. And then one of them sent me a message going, thank you so much. That was the best gig I've ever done in my life and probably ever will.
Yeah, he was pumped also to find out that this was going out as a podcast.
Yes.
And I did like his long bit about the... his entire set seems to be about the sperm bank.
Yes.
And the longer the bit goes on, it seems like he has less and less of an understanding of what the sperm bank actually is. He seems to think it's like a restaurant where you just go in and order some sperm that they bring straight out to you.
Yeah, I didn't really follow what was the logic of it, but I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just hearing a man talk about sperm for a very long time. You must be rapt for the first time to have run a gig with no women on it where no one's going to be complaining about that. No one's going to be messaging you being like, why didn't you have more women on this Worst of Melbourne Comedy audition?
Hey, Worst of Melbourne Comedy coming up. You can't say there's no women on it because it hasn't been fucking booked properly yet. So
yeah.
There could be still plenty of them.
But,
you know,
no one's going to be mad about the gender imbalance of that little bit we did.
No one's going to be
mad about that. No one's going to go, why didn't you get a woman up there who you think is bad?
Yes.
And talk over the top of her.
Well, you know, I wish I had because, you know, I feel like that was a bit of a switcheroo. We got some people who were too competent at comedy.
But yeah.
It was good. Just incompetent enough to have a bit of fun with it.
I mean, look, bad for the whole kind of MO of the gig of the Worst of Melbourne Comedy and the mission statement and everything, but ultimately better for the podcast.
But also, it's not like they were fucking geniuses. It was all right. That was a bit of up and down. It was good.
Yeah.
But I
was thinking when I left, this really made me laugh. When the first guy was like doing really well, and then he said something that landed a bit flat, and Hellier goes, "He's back." I was thinking about that in the car on the way home. I was like, I think that was my favorite moment of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
That really got me.
Yeah. And I liked before because, like, from before, the two guests that we didn't know, first one was a guy that listens to the pod.
Yep.
So he was aware of what was going to sort of go on.
Yep.
And then the second guy had no idea. And we were talking, and you were like, and I said that to you, and you go, "So you've told him it was going to be recorded?" And I'm like, "No, not yet." And so then when he walked in, and then you're there listening to me having to explain to him and go, "Listen, here's the deal."
I hated that.
Yeah.
I hated observing this interaction.
It was great. I loved it.
Because
I go, "Here's the deal. I told you all it was like a bad comedy audition. What I didn't tell you was this. This is a live podcast. You're going to be a bit in the middle.
Yep.
It's an audition for this other Worst of Melbourne comedy gig. And it's a full house."
Mm-hmm.
"And yeah, and I'm not making you do anything you don't want to do. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't, don't. However you go, I'm not telling you to do bad comedy. I'm just telling you to do a gig."
Yeah.
"And that's that. That's what's going to happen today." So then he goes, "So if I do really well, I've killed at a full comedy club. But if I do bad, I still get another gig? This sounds great." I'm like, I love this.
Yeah,
this guy was so positive.
Have either of these guys followed up with you and been like, "Hey, so about that, how did I go about that?"
Yeah, the second guy hit me up. Both of them said, "Thank you so much. That was so great."
Yep.
But the second guy said, "If you need me to come back and do that set again..." Another podcast.
What if we just have him every week? He does a residency. I think we should. I think we should. Imagine having to sit and tell our guests. Now, by the way, we're not really going to set it up because we've sort of moved beyond it, but we did make an agreement with this guy that he's going to come back and do the same gig for us every week.
Should we do it? Maybe we give it a few weeks and get him back to do the same set.
Fuck. I do like the idea that we have him every week.
That, imagine if that becomes the podcast.
Yeah.
5 minutes of material, but guests get to riff off the back of that same 5 minutes every week.
Well, it's like Guy's podcast where he watches the same movie every week. Yeah. We have the same person do the same set of comedy every week.
Yes. Yes.
The worst of Melbourne comedy of all time.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm pretty into that.
Yeah, all right. Maybe we should.
Because, like, you know,
he asked for it.
As we always say, it's like, you know, having a little bit where you get near the end and you go, we get to hit the NOS boosters for the last 10 minutes.
Yep.
This kind of this is our little send off.
Yeah.
It's like riffing up a storm, checking the watch 45 minutes down. All right, get him out. And then time to clock off and go home.
Fuck.
Heaven.
This would be amazing to get him to do it the same bit every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week. I think we either. I don't like the idea that we just do it once more. Okay. I think it's either got to be we don't do it again or we do it every week.
Okay,
there's no middle ground as far as I'm concerned. One more time is not funny enough.
A little treat for the season pass holders.
Well, we get to notice how he's like refined it. You know, we can listen back to the recording from this week and just sort of be in my head and be like, "Now you've changed that little bit there." Yeah, and that's I really, you know, it'd be nice to see if he does.
All right, I'm in. I'm in.
Hit him up.
I'm in.
Get him in.
Let's get him in.
Oh, all good Lord.
Great. Awesome.
Well, speaking of getting in, you can get into our Patreon.
It becomes like we become like John Live, like Rove Live. There's a bit of the show every week. You don't see live stand-up on TV anymore. There's no platform to come and do 5 minutes somewhere on a broadcasted medium. Yeah. We're the new platform.
Right.
But only for one person.
Only for one guy. Yeah. And people were like, "Why doesn't Rove have a stand-up every week?" It's like, well, it would have been a lot more annoying if he had have had it every week, but it was the same person. And I'm thinking
by the way, let's confirm he's going to be on our podcast every week.
Yes.
And never be on the Worst of Melbourne Comedy.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, sure. And I'm just thinking about who we got lined up for this weekend. Yeah. And I think they're going to enjoy the work of this young man.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Okay, well.
But I'm feeling like we should now get the same guests as last week as well back again. But anyway,
fuck.
That would be good.
All right, well, you can sign up to patreon.com/littledumdumclub, get bonus episodes, mini episodes every week. We've just put out the first couple of episodes of our yearly review and guide to the Melbourne Comedy Festival guide with guest Luke Heggie. Always very popular episodes. So get on, you get them, you get heaps of other stuff, you get the entire back catalogue, and also you go into the draw to get your name read out.
Yes.
And that might be about to happen for one of you lucky SOBs that's listening in right now.
Absolutely. That will happen for at least a few.
Yeah.
At least a few of you.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm trying to answer a text message as you were filling time.
Mm.
It's Comedy Festival time. A lot of people are ringing me up and I'm just replying back to them. Sorry, I can't talk. I'm creating content. Can I answer any questions via text?
Yep.
Let's see. Thanks to everyone who subscribes on Patreon, particularly these people. But, you know, I also mean it for you long-time people. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Patty Strano.
Strano.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, we had Strawny on this week and now we have Strano.
We did have Strawny on.
Yeah.
Does he do much? He's never done. Pete does like Strawny live at like for, you know, like football functions and stuff. But he's never done like a festival run where he's just committed to doing like going full Strawny.
No, that has not happened. No, it's a real it's a shame, I guess, if you like that stuff. But this guy, Paddy Strando, he may have done a comedy festival show with his character. His last name?
Strainy.
Strano.
Strano.
Strainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Mm.
If he wants to do five, maybe he can come down and be the second stand-up.
Be the support act for our new superstar. What if we then, it's like, it's got to happen at every live show we ever do from now on. So we're taking him on the road with us to Brisbane. We're flying him out to Kosamui, having him every night of the week over in Kosamui.
I think he would be extremely excited for all of this to happen. By the way, and also, this is wild, I think, in hindsight. So I run a bunch of comedy clubs, nights, things like that, right?
Yeah.
But I only ever go, and I don't know whether, I think I've talked about this. But, you know, my whole idea of, like, worst of Melbourne comedy, imagine seeing bad comedy.
Mm.
Because I have been in this fucking, what do you call it? Echo chamber.
Yeah.
Where I've just been at a good gig all the time and going, fuck, imagine if bad comedy still exists. And it's like, yeah, it's always existed. I've just been running a good gig.
Yeah.
And so then I went to a bad gig.
Oh, yeah.
And then went, oh, my God, this sucks.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've said I'm going to run this gig called Worst of Melbourne Comedy.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not going to be quite like that. It's going to be a little bit better than that. There's some ideas cooking. It's not literally going to be just bad open mic. There's some very familiar faces are going to pop up on Worst of Melbourne Comedy.
Okay.
Including, you know, when Limo said, Limo's confirmed.
Oh, really? Said, yeah, oh, that's coming. Right. I forgot about that. He's doing his...
impressions.
His impression set.
Impressions.
Oh,
he's
great.
Coming. He's coming.
Yeah, yeah, great.
There's a few other friends of the show. I was like, I saw that one bad gig because Kappa online one night was like, oh, come and see this. I'm judging a bad open mic.
Oh, yeah, the Gong Show.
Gong Show.
Yeah.
And I went just because I'd been in the house all day looking after Blanket and then Don't Say a Name got home. We did a changeover. She said, go out, do something. I picked an open mic to go do with Kappa. Then I saw all these people bomb and I was like, this sucks. This actually sucks.
Yeah.
The idea of bad comedy is funny, but like after five comics, I was like, I got to get out of here. In hindsight, our two guests this week were on that lineup.
Oh, were they really?
Because as soon as they started doing comedy, I'm like, I've heard these jokes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But the great thing is, what it made me feel better is that they were killing at our gig, and at the gig I went to, they fucking bombed their ass out.
Right.
They were going very badly.
So that gig might be able to steal the title from you of the worst of Melbourne comedy.
And also,
it says something about it's not the act, it's the, you know, it's the actual gig, it's the space.
Also, really weirdly, because it was a Gong Show, like these guys are used to it. They were both on that stage.
Yeah.
Just but getting smashed by Nick Kappa instead of us.
Yeah, sure.
And having fucking
seven
people in the room instead of 150.
Can I ask, what's the participant pass holder for Worst of Melbourne Comedy?
Oh, hasn't got one. There isn't one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean? Can you get in if you're a participant?
Yeah.
Oh, if there's room, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, why?
Because I want to come.
Have you got a pass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the comedy festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. I haven't got a pass. I never bothered doing one.
Oh.
Because I got it's like I've been busy, so I haven't done one.
But no, I got one. They're digital this year. I got it saved in my Apple wallet.
Yeah, I better get onto that. Maybe I should do that. Yeah. So, yeah, for people at home, you get a pass if you're in the comedy festival to go and see other shows if there's room.
Yeah. You can take up a seat that wouldn't otherwise be being claimed. But yes. Yeah, it's kind of, it's cool this year, like that it's not a little laminated thing. Look at that. There we go, just on the phone. No QR or anything, just a photo of me and my name.
Oh, so you don't get to scan or anything.
It does look very, now that I'm looking at it, very easy to forge.
Yes. Just send me that and I'll make my own.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to message this guy while we're on air and confirm him?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that his calendar's going to fill up.
Yep. Yeah, I better.
Because you showed, I think when you were saying, should I get this guy? And you sent me a screenshot of your correspondence with him. And I couldn't see all of it, but like the top bit seemed to be him saying, about booking him for last weekend, the top bit of the screenshot seemed to be him saying, I don't know if I can make it. I've got a rental inspection at that time.
Yes.
That's very funny, the idea that he came down and just like, you know, his landlord's just knocking on the door like, where the fuck is this cunt? Because he's down there waiting for 45 minutes to go on to then talk about the sperm bank for 5 full minutes.
That's completely true. That's absolutely correct. Yes, you're right when you say that. Yep. He nearly didn't have the best gig of his life because he had a rental inspection. You are correct. And also, by the way, the whole time we haven't even said his name.
Oh, yeah.
Because I forget it.
But, yeah, me too.
Here we go. Abhishek Mishra.
Abhishek Mishra.
Okay.
You're going to hit him up now.
Okay, because the last message he said is, man, here's his message. Man, thank you for giving me the best gig of my life. I feel like I owe you money instead of you paying me. I said, oh, nice one. If you need me to come down and do the set for any other episode, please let me know.
It's so funny because it's like, you know, oh, yeah, you always be hustling, always be putting yourself out there. And it's like, it's just so funny that, what a bizarre thing to say. Like, the start of this conversation was, how's that, he's asked. And then over the course of the last 10 minutes, we've just convinced ourselves that that's actually a great idea.
No.
Like, anyone else would see that and be like, do you hear what he fucking did? He was like, yeah, oh, yeah, come and be on another
episode.
That's
what I just said to you, and then you convinced me.
And then we go, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Let's actually do it.
Yes.
So let that be a lesson to you, folks. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. If you ever thought something really fucked in the head, just say it.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going
to
happen.
And you might be saying it to two people who are even more fucked in the head than you and think it's a good idea and funny.
Well, thank you, Patty Strano.
Thanks, Strano.
That's a product that strains out all the patties. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Andrew Darragh? D-A-R-R-A-G-H.
Yeah, I think Darragh.
Dara?
I'm imagining people listening to this who were at this episode and have a ticket for this weekend, all excited, and then hearing us plan this. Oh, great, we have to sit through the same bit again.
No. No.
We'll make it funny.
We'll make it funny.
We'll make it different.
Yep.
Maybe I'll write a set about the sperm bank.
Oh, wow.
Best of sperm comedy.
I'm going to listen back to this episode and write some fresh riffs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Some new heckles. man, I'm so excited now. Now I'm genuinely excited.
Have you messaged him?
Yes. I said, great. Okay, we've decided. You're in. This Saturday, we want the exact same set, please.
This rules.
When we get up there, it's like, you know, is this bullying? It's like, this is not bullying. This is so good.
We love it. I loved the bit. Yeah. I loved his, he afterwards to me, he was like so pumped. He was so thankful. He was so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
I loved being around his attitude. I found it very invigorating.
We've never had guests thank us for being on the show before.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Instead, we've usually got guests, as we did this episode, just going, you cunts are fucking losers. I'm richer than you.
I saw Peter Hellier after the show getting his ears chewed off by my parents.
And, beautiful. I'm
fascinated to know what was going on in that interaction.
Yes. Yes. What could they possibly have asked him about?
It's
a date? Wouldn't be anything too obvious.
That wouldn't be on their radar.
Yeah.
It would have been.
We're getting the dots of dancing.
It would have been on their radar if he hadn't cut me out of the episode of it that I filmed.
Uh-oh. That's right. I forgot about that from before.
I was playing a Jason Mraz fan.
Yeah, way back in the day. Abhishek is replying. This reply is sponsored by Andrew Dara or Andrew Darig.
Darig.
Darig. The more I say Darig, surely it's Darig. Do you reckon?
No, I reckon it's Dara.
Okay. Reply. Great to hear that, Carl. I will be there on Saturday at 4:30 p.m.
I can't make it. I pushed back the rental inspection to next weekend. We just get this guy like fucking his real estate around for the next 2 months. All right, we're on. Great. Confirmed. See, this is great. At the moment, what we're having to do is like record all this stuff, then also make time to have the planning meeting for these live pods.
Yes.
This is like we're getting to just do it live on air.
Yeah.
This is just what this should be every week during the festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, guys. Anyway, so, whatever. You've just heard that episode. That's in the past. Yeah. Carl, what should we do this Saturday?
Talking next week.
Talking dum-dum from later.
Talking from the future.
Talking plans.
Oh, comedy is fun.
Oh, I didn't listen to that yet. Ballard sent us a voice memo of
great.
I mentioned. I didn't get a chance to listen to
Should
it
Should I
yet.
Play it on the air?
Yeah, yeah.
I
talked about this on the app that he'd messaged to say that he'd dropped a genuine from before in his show the night before, and then he just this afternoon sent us a voice memo of the actual moment.
Yes.
All let's right. hear it.
Let's pump up the volume and let's have a little bit of a listen.
Big laugh.
It's spreading.
Big laugh.
The people are waking up to from before.
Because it's a voice memo. Have a look. Look at that.
Yeah, the waveform. Yeah, the peak. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The little blips of like noise. That's the laugh.
It's
then it fucking explodes from before.
From
That's
before,
a big
it
laugh.
Gets them. It gets them back every time,
That's
folks. This is we need to get the. We need more comedians. No comedians listen to this. We need more comedians to know about from before, and we need more hard evidence of from before getting you out of a pickle in your comedy festival shows on a night where a callback
or in
doesn't
real
land.
Life.
In real life,
yeah.
It's less likely that you just be voice memoing a conversation that you're having IRL. But
when you're doing a callback, when you're referring to something that's happened in the past,
yep.
Just a, what's the best way you've from before'd in casual conversation?
We need to know. Let us know. Write in if it happens to you.
Yep.
If you're a comedian and you get a voice memo of it, great.
Yep.
If you're just having a normal interaction, what was that that Facebook page I used to love called like Ripper Yarns with Your Mates, and it was always just like. Or Ripper Calls with Your Mates, and it was always just like someone making like a real dad joke, but the build up to it would just be like eight paragraphs, long story. We need that. Paint the picture for us.
Yep.
Let us know about you're at the barbecue, the yarn you've pulled out, you've botched it, and then you've like deployed a little from before and just gotten everyone back on side. Good shit.
I wonder if is Ballard putting that in the set every night now, I hope.
I wonder. Well, you would think like
yep.
It's, you know, it's just good to know, you know, you do have some bits in a show that they move around each night or you might not do a bit one night, but knowing that at some point in the show, one bit is not going to work.
Yes.
I mean, it's bad if a bit bombs and it's not even a callback and then you can't even do from before.
Yeah.
Then you've got nothing.
Yes. Thanks to Andrew Dara.
Thanks, or Andrew Darig from before.
Thank you very much, Bridget Lupton.
Lupton?
Yep. Bridget Lupton. Patreon Bridget. Subscriber. Bridget Lupton.
Bridget.
It reminds me of one time, about 10 years ago, it would have been 10 years ago now, myself and two other...
I knew this was the story you were going to tell.
Yeah. You knew that? Two other comedians, I may have told it on the show.
I'm not sure if you... Maybe, but whatever.
We went... it was very early on in Thailand times for me. I think this may have been the second time I ever went to Thailand.
Mm.
And we're working on a show, and I was working on a show with another comedy writer. And then I was telling him about the holiday to Thailand, and then I said, "Oh, we should fucking go at the end of this fucking brutal, you know, production." And he's like, "Yeah, fuck, done." And then he invited another guy that was sort of like a mutual friend of ours. I didn't really know him that well, and we went, and then we just got pissed for like a week in Phuket, and then we all gave each other over time. The worst nicknames.
Yep.
And it just came up the other day. So one of them, picked up a girl called Soda.
Mm-hmm.
And so his name was just Soda. So yep. we just started calling him Soda instead.
Yep.
I was eating a lot of garlic bread. So then I would order garlic bread with my main.
Mm.
So then once I did that two or three times, I was like, fuck, and you like your garlic bread? Garlic Carl.
Yeah,
so
okay.
then I was Garlic Carl.
Yep.
For it. So there was Soda, Garlic Carl. And then this guy that was giving us a nickname was yelling at us and sitting on a bridge. And we went, ah, Bridget.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
That's easily
just
the best
one. Just a guy
one.
Sitting on a bridge.
Yep.
Guy yelling at us
and did he, because as is often the case with like the more mild the nickname, the more kind of offended the person tends to get.
Yeah.
That's always good when it's like someone going, I'm not fucking Bridget. Yeah, you know, yeah, like yeah. it actually gets under their skin
yeah.
when there's no basis for anything behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And we were in a bar, and I'm sure I would have told this story before, but we're in a bar one time and we were drinking there all day. And the plan was not to do that because I was in exercise gear. I was going to go for a run.
Yep.
But then these two guys were like, let's go for a beer instead. Like, you know, you can go for your run, but we're just going to go for a beer quickly. We go for a beer. I'm still there at... This is 10 a.m. in the morning. We end up still being there at 10 p.m. at night in this yep. bar. And I'm still in my exercise gear. And we write our names on the wall, but our nicknames on the wall. So it's Garlic Carl.
Garlic Carl, Soda, and Bridget.
And Bridget. And we write on the wall. And so last time when I went with my family to Phuket, I literally went looking
oh, really?
for the bar.
Still there?
To see if I could... Nah, I'd been like knocked down or something. Damn. Yeah. Great shame. Yeah.
Oh, well. You yeah. should have... If you had have found out that they were knocking it down, you could have tried to like buy the bricks
yes.
that had your name on it.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to buy the thing. Well, I could have bought the thing because the great thing was, I don't know if we told this bit, but there was me and one guy went for dinner that eventually, we'd been there for so long. It was crazy. We'd been there playing pool and they had a laptop on the bar and we were just playing whatever songs we wanted to play and going, this is great. We're just DJing our own little fucking pool session.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left for dinner and one guy went, oh, I'll just hang around at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we got back, he had left with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard the next day the guy went, fucking you cunts, you didn't pay the bill. And I'm like, no, we paid all the beers before we left. And also, you left. That's not our problem. You know, like, I mean, we were coming back. We just went for dinner. We come back, you left. And he goes, yeah, but you didn't pay the other bill. And we're like, what other bill? And they had been charging us for every time we played a song on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The unmarked
That's a good
jukebox.
Business. That's a good business plan.
How funny is that?
Yeah.
We got charged for so many Foo Fighters songs yeah. or fucking whatever was getting yeah. played. Fucking hell.
That's good shit. Well, thanks, Bridget. That's you. That's you.
That's you, Bridget.
That's you, Bridget.
That's you from before.
That's you.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Michael Ransom.
I think you're going to say Michael Rancid.
No.
That'd be a cool name.
Ransom is a cool name,
it
too.
It is cool, yeah.
Except it's R-A-N-S-O-M-E.
Ransom.
Ransom.
Mm. Less cool.
Well, it's still... Well, if you pronounce the sum like S-O-M-E, like a normal sum, it's still Ransom, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Ransom. That's a cool name, Michael yeah. Ransom.
Yeah. I have you spent much time in Sorrento?
Been a few times.
I was there today. Have you ever done that walk past all the mansions?
No.
There's like this walk along the coast where you basically go through some people's backyards. And I think the walk is like, it's like a heritage thing or something.
Yeah.
So it has to be there. And so there's people who, like their backyard is just literally anyone can walk through it. This like big, big mansion and they can't put up a fence. They can't do anything about it. And it's kind of awesome because
yep.
you just know there's a personality type that is so fucked off by it.
Yeah.
Just walking past and just seeing some cunt in his fucking big old house just glaring out the window. And yeah. it's busy. It's this constant stream of people going back and forth.
Yeah.
There's probably a certain personality the type that's like, yeah, soak it in, boys. Look yeah. at me. Yeah. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
And then you know there's someone just fucking hating it.
Yeah.
And God, it feels good.
Yeah. So, well, You've just missed the bad weather, Tommy, coming back from the beach. That's good news.
Yeah, that's kind of why we went, because the forecast was good yeah. for the weekend, and that's probably it now. Daylight yeah. savings ends next Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I like it. I like a bit of fucking bad weather.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it when we have this discussion every year. I like it when it kicks in. and it's a point of difference.
Yeah.
But once you're like a month deep, then I'm off it.
Yeah, yeah. I like a bit of I like a bit of poor weather before I go to Thailand or something like that. You know, a bit of fucking. No, just leaving here and it's roasting, and then you go over there and it's roasting again. Why go?
Which you still have done multiple times, but
not too many times.
I will say, when I went to Japan, it was pretty cool over there, and then came back and it was like hot here. And I had this weird like disconnect in my brain where I felt like I was on the holiday here.
Yeah.
Like coming home and just immediately putting shorts on and walking down the street, and it was like balmy and not getting dark until 8 p.m. I was like, oh, wow, so cool to be somewhere different. And I was like, oh, wait, no, the holiday, I was just on the holiday was from before.
Yeah.
This is just home now.
Yeah.
This is the bad one.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Michael Ransom. It's good to know that your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was paid to some kidnappers just after they'd cut some cunt's fingers off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to know that you've descended from that amount of money.
You're descended from a man whose birth certificate was written by cutting letters out of different magazines.
Yes. Yes. That's good. Yeah, that'll do. Thanks, Michael Ransom.
Thanks, Michael.
And let's just do one more.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber. Oh, wow. There was a joke on the show this week that has started listening.
Hang on, stop the presses.
Let's fact check that. Let's try to fact check over that. There's a joke on the show this week that actually must have started listening and started sponsoring, getting on Patreon. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Sperm Comedy.
Wow.
That joke became self-aware and started listening.
Became sentient.
It was on the show. It was enjoying what was surrounding it and started listening and then chipping in immediately.
Yeah.
That might be the first time that's ever happened.
From before.
All right. I got shit to do. Let's go home.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.